Attention. Attention. News on a rainy day.
We're sorry that weather modification of U.S. CIA has affected the entire world. Obviously, it's affected us also. The rains are heavier than this year than noted them for years. Usually the dry season has begun last month. But we're fortunate. It's doing no damage to us. In any sense, it's irreparable. No damage at all. We hear from the news circles that Foreign Minister David Owen has managed to get the United States Department and Britain into a conciliatory mood by pressing upon them what's going to happen to their financial interest if they continue to support Ian Smith's regime, as both governments are now doing openly. So they have pressed Ian Smith for an all-party conference, specific concern with the people that represent the people, the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. Smith has been rather dual, but he says reluctantly, if there'll be no more resistance on the part of Zimbabweans, Patriotic Front, he will participate in all-party conference. So that's more of his propaganda, Ian Smith of Rhodesia. So the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front demands that he stop his violence against the people. Then they will talk with him, gladly. British Foreign Secretary will take part in the talks if he's invited. It's not been clear where he stands with the Organization of African Unity. He has been one of the more concerned voices, may it be for practical reasons, about U.S. policies and British policies in Africa. He said that they were stupid for supporting Union of South Africa and Rhodesia, because you're going to alienate all of Africa, as the Organization of African Unity, the leaders of Africa, have shown in their past meetings in Khartoum, Sudan, and present discussions, that they will not tolerate foreign domination. Capitalist day of dominating the affairs of even governments that have not gone socialist are over. Chinese leader continues to talk in Bucharest, travel to a shipbuilding concern today. He's going to holiday for a couple of days. Anyway, we will see what comes out of that. The Soviets have raised no protest against what seems to be building up economic ties. The Bucharest government, that's Romania, an ally of Warsaw Pact, a very beautiful country, one of the resort pleasure areas of the world, where people can have vacations so modestly that they often find that they are hosting capitalist guests. Meeting of the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Front leaders, they are going to breach any differences. That's what Zionism has obtained and achieved out of their inhumane bombing, which was over 100 children. I noticed our news on the board did not update it. Over 100 children were killed in Beirut in that block area of buildings that they blew out of existence. Zionists did, special secret police unit of his. And now, over 100 wives of them and grandparents have died also. Palestinian leaders, not one were injured. They were left alive with their pain and their bitterness against Zionism and expansionism. Therefore, they are calling for PLO, right and left. That means the right wing and the left wing. And it looks like the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLF, of course, the Palestinian Palestinian Liberation Front is left itself. I'm speaking now of all Palestinian liberation organizations, right or left, conservative, moderate, socialist, or communist, are having a joint summit meeting. So that's what Zionism got out of their senseless brutality, that USA supplied them the equipment to do, our tax dollars, in Beirut, Lebanon. Cairo. Egypt's foreign minister says that Egypt will not accept a partial settlement, as seems to be the substance of what right-wing Prime Minister Begin says of Israel. The meeting is to begin next Monday with Carter and will force some sort of solution, thinks the Voice of America. Carter has stressed he's not optimistic, and most of what we get is gobbledygook that the meetings at least will be helpful. The typical pat phrase of the capitalist: meetings are helpful. So the public won't really know one way or another what's happening to them until the government gets ready to give them their process, doctored up version. Iran has the 25th anniversary of the Shah of Iran taking power in a bloody coup in which the beloved president of Iran was murdered by the CIA. U.S. had direct participation. However, every city had to be put under martial military law because the people are raising so much hell about the Shah of Iran. Many, many threats are appearing on his life. He's surrounded almost by an army wherever he goes, as there is revolution in the blood of the people of Iran. This is happening, you see, because Iraq, even though it had had some differences with the Soviets, is in the Soviet alliance. Syria is, now Afghanistan, saved that attempted coup by US CIA this week. It's a very pro-Soviet, in fact it's becoming Marxist-Leninist in its governmental character. It's not just a ally of the Soviets, but it is following the doctrinal lines and ideological concepts of the Soviet Union. Britain. Many bombs have gone off, different police stations, different social clubs of the bigoted British clubs that refuse membership to blacks and Irish. It is thought, however, they are activities of the Irish Republican Army. The Communist Party of Ireland, as you know, is a very, very strong pro-Soviet orientation, as well as Irish government indeed, seeing them, the Soviet Union, as being the best friends they've had in their centuries-long cry for independence. Kinshasa. Neto, Agostinho Neto, is meeting in close talks with Mobutu, strong-arm leader of Zaire, that indeed foiled U.S. attempts to completely dominate Zaire. He's the one that woke up to the fact, as you know, that many of the things he was selling, the resources, he's being cheated on by the U.S. imperialist, multinational, the new neo-colonialist. Lusaka, 3,500 foreigners are to be expelled from Zambia. Zambia is removing all foreigners, alleging that they are in cahoots with foreign interests, and the CIA was named specifically. Also, they say they've been contributing to the corruption and crime that is rising in Zambia. So all foreigners are to be expelled from Zambia forthwith. And that is European foreigners. They've had it in Zambia. Zambia has been under the pressure of International Monetary Fund, as well as Tanzania. There, where you have to say China is shining in terms of third world liberation, she has continually, resolutely backed Zambia with financial aid, Tanzania also with financial aid, and Mozambique, that has been bravely standing up in the last few weeks to attacks with U.S. paid planes and operators and equipment from both Rhodesia over Mozambique, as well as Mozambique has resisted the African false government, the white-dominated government, racist concentration government, concentration camp government of Ian Smith and the Union of South Africa, where apartheid's been known for so long, under Voerster. The Union of South Africa was attacking Mozambique from one side, Rhodesia from another, but they have bravely withstood the aggression of Rhodesia and the Union of South Africa backed by USA. And it's to the credit of China, and should be put on the blackboard, that China has given them very concrete support. Zambia, Mozambique, and Tanzania. Federal Reserve Board. Japan urges it to raise its interest rates to slow down inflation and strengthen the dollar before it is late. Too late, rather. Exact words, quote, Voice of America. Japan urges it to raise its interest rates. USA, dominated Federal Reserve Board. To urge it to raise its interest rates to slow inflation and strengthen the dollar before it is too late. Too late for capitalism means a total depression. Some of you children have no idea. You never came up under U.S. conditions when depressions come along, when you don't have anything to eat at all. Some of us went through it. Carter is in Plains, Georgia, going to his little bigoted church Sunday school where blacks never did get to attend due to manipulations of the board, though Carter put pressure to make them appear as integrationists by saying that blacks could join. But the First Baptist Church of Plains did it on a basis that each one could be personally reviewed as to their commitment to Christ and their understanding of Baptist theology, thus giving them a perfect excuse to, and they have done so, restrict any blacks from belonging. You remember how long ago that dispute was, nearly 2 years ago. Well, there's still no black in First Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, even though a racist element broke away from even that little statement. Most of the First Baptist Church have formed a new Baptist church in Plains and have declared that they should have kept in their laws, church laws, that blacks would never be admitted. They were that racist in their view. Carter's going on from Plains to a camping trip. Most people would like to live like we do. He wants to go to a rugged part of U.S. terrain in Idaho with his family, on where they'll have to be on rubber boats going through rapids and falls and hiking up in mountains and throughout the relatively, at least, untouched areas of Wyoming and Idaho. Everybody likes a life like we have. That's probably why we're getting ding-donged and ding-batted so much by the press and others. Though they are being manipulated by the conspiracy, and our ex-members know what they have done. They are so much like Pablo. They're lonely, and rather than admit that they're lonely and have missed the thing that gives life its spark, our movement, our socialist community, they're trying to tear it down viciously so nobody else will have it. That's typical of people. If they can't have something, they'll destroy it. Well, the news people are also probably down deep in their heart most envious of this camping life, outdoor living that we have every day and don't take enough gratitude for it. That should be put on the blackboard. Palestinian groups call for unity among all Palestinians everywhere. News just coming over the air, and it looks very much like they're going to succeed in getting it done. Very much like they're going to succeed in getting it done. There have not been any turned down. None of them have turned down the request yet. Palestinian leaders who were so far right and so far left that they would not even spit on each other to put a fire out. But the senseless murder and tragedy that Zionism did under Begin to all their people, their loved ones in Beirut, murdering them in a mob, a terrible mobocracy of bombing, of devious barbarity, of blowing up innocent women and children and grandparents. Ethnic Chinese want to return from China to Vietnam. Vietnam has rejected the Chinese, who now find that they preferred living in Vietnam than the People's Republic of China, because there's a little bit more in the transitional stages of Vietnam socialism, a little more allowances for those who want to be in business enterprises and so forth. The law of the day in China is communal living. Everybody lives in cooperatives such as ours, and that they've been praised for by even the Soviet Union. Vietnam is very suspicious that these ethnic Chinese could be used as infiltrators, and Vietnam and China have struggled for so many hundreds of years that I couldn't remember how many. It goes back in history so long to almost the beginnings of it. China and Vietnam have had ancient feuds, and socialism won't override that tomorrow, unfortunately. And obviously there's some suspicion of the Chinese, though BBC determines that they are quite honestly wanting to get out of China and back into Vietnam. The Vietnamese are nationalistic, which is the dangerous phenomena of a nuclear age, but an understandable one. They refuse to accept any of them back. And they had a point that they should have stayed in the first place. That's what Vietnam said. If you liked it, why didn't you stay in the first place rather than creating all these difficulties, international concern, and it brought China and Vietnam right to the sword point. They fired on each other. Why then didn't you stay there in the first place, was the speech of the Prime Minister, the beautiful successor of Ho Chi Minh, the great, great man, one of the most sensitive revolutionaries of all time. He was educated in USA and hoped for better out of USA because of their constitution. And he thought that he remembered the days of the 30s when there was a strong socialist movement. The labor unions were more independent and militant. And you remember how sad it was when he had the rude awakening that Vietnam was going to be bombed back into the Stone Ages, as President Nixon promised, or as his chief commander in Vietnam, Westmoreland, General Westmoreland, who's now chief of all the military staff, so there you can see what happens with these maniacs. He's been elevated from Vietnam, the South Pacific, to all supervision. He's the chief of staff, Westmoreland is. Westmoreland says we have to destroy Vietnam in order to save her. So that mentality, if you don't understand that, that's insane. What Westmoreland said, we have to destroy Vietnam in order to save her from communism. And Nixon's idiotic statement that he would use the bomb if Vietnam was not surrendered to the capitalists, or he would bomb them back into the Stone Ages. That's what Nixon said. Britain and U.S. welcome Smith offer. U.S. has finally come to the conclusion that Smith is willing to talk. But U.S. and Britain is no one to make that conclusion, in that they are violating human dignity all over the world. One of the few nations that will not attend, the USA is the only nation besides Israel that is not attending the present World Conference Against Racism, being sponsored by the United Nations in Geneva, in which 121 countries are participating, and all of them are raising a lot of sand about US's racism. US is really getting a scathing by that world body. They've documented all kinds of racist examples of political prisoners and that type of thing. You think we've been talked about, you ought to have seen how the USA is faring in front of that world body. Continue with the news. It's important to get all the news you can get, you know. So please don't forget that. USA is holding a press conference about human rights. President Carter is going to be speaking out, and all the congressmen are addressing the question of human rights. Where? In the Soviet Union again. To get eyes of the world, try to get the eyes off the world, off of USA. They've not been successful up at this point. I think they'd shut up on the question of human rights, because the World Commission on Racism, meeting in Geneva, has praised the Soviet Union for the fact that it has overridden all racist barriers, that over 100 nationalities are living in peace, as Muhammad Ali had to say. even though he'd been brainwashed as a Muslim to believe that the home of Mecca, the holy city in the Arab lands, was the best place in the world, the most fair, the most beautiful, the most radiant gem of God's paradise on earth. He said the most beautiful, his wife, Muhammad Ali, and his wife have been still saying, one of the few that hold out, as the Soviet Union says, usually people bow to pressure when they get back in USA. But I guess something can be said for old Muhammad Ali, in spite of the news saying he's being indicted on something about income tax evasion, evasion, much tiredness, long nights without sleep, and so forth. Nonetheless, the USA has the nerve to call a special press conference today and think anybody in the world is going to be paying any attention. Since the rainy season, we'll move on. Guyana Broadcasting Studio News. Vincent Tika, who's been here and praised our own community, said it's an absolute for teachers to be oriented in socialist principles, Marxist principles. So there being seminars being conducted presently and will continue from henceforth to evermore, from time to time throughout the year, indoctrinating teachers in the principles of Marxism. New look to educational program as a result of this, because they'll be educated along socialist lines. The old emphasis of the Commonwealth, the white man, will be abolished. This is not entirely evaluated or analyzed by the Guyana Broadcasting Network. We heard talk of that when the beautiful lady, Mrs. Rogers, was here, who's on the board of the educational branch of the PNC, People's National Congress, our ruling party in Guyana. Anyway, the teachers will be teaching different subjects now, not those that have been called important under their former slave masters, but that which is helpful to the Guyanese situation. I would imagine that our practical approach, from what Mrs. Rogers said, is much of what they're talking about. People will learn how to do things. They've already built one school where the children are living in, much like the model I told you of in Cuba, and they're taking care of all their own food needs, gardening it themselves, and maintaining themselves in this school over in the east part of Guyana. We're on the western edge of Guyana, right next to the Venezuelan border, so you can know where we're at. Different ones keep asking our people who come in about going across Venezuela. If anyone is foolish enough really to want to go, we are more than happy to tell you, because if you went through that border, I can assure you, you wouldn't ever end up back in the United States. Lots of nice people waiting for you there. There's all kinds of muggers over in Vietnam, and they feel even stronger right in that area. They feel stronger against U.S. citizens than you'd find any such feeling here. The Indian population has been exploited by others, and so the Indian tribes over there in Venezuela, some of them are quite interesting. They don't make any false image about how they feel about the imperialist and the former colonial master. As well, Guyana has very safe and secure patrol of their border. They patrol their borders very well. But remember the one that tried to go through a path by an Indian guide and end up losing his arm. Rather than bother to take the ring and wristwatch off, they just cut his arm off and he bled to death trying to get out of socialism in Guyana to get through Venezuela. And you can't get Venezuela when you cross the border. You're still 1,000 miles from the only place you can get to a modern city. It's all really beautiful, untouched, for the most part, wilderness. That's why it's safe for us. The Venezuelan army couldn't even get it up and down their border. There's thousands of jungles between them, and 1,000 miles of jungle almost before the first modern city. And they don't have as many landing strips in that area as we have here. Anyway, There will be a series of workshops for all teachers, and they will be in practical lines. They'll teach students how to do things. Bishop High School, the beginning of the program, will be teach teachers socialist ideology. That's where we're having an exhibit, I believe, in Bishop High School, where we were asked out of all the schools and communities to put on the biggest exhibition. The Prime Minister, our Prime Minister, Forbes Burnham, leader of the People's National Congress, will be opening this session. The present code of conduct no longer relevant in schools. We're not interested in certain things of morality from a Christian perspective, says the Guyana Broadcasting Network. We will not carry over the false moral concerns. That means attitudes against people who were... Stand by just a moment. Present code of conduct in Guyanese schools, as I said before, I had to take care of something, is indeed inadequate, portrays white people in glamorous roles, still some of the books, so the books will be banned. Next, within 2 years, the socialist government, led by the vanguard here, the People's National Congress, our party in Guyana, I keep saying that so you remember who your party is, so you don't talk when guests come about politics at all. We want to know where we stand. And the People's Progressive Party is the opposition. Our major difference with it, it's a socialist party also, Marxist, Leninist, pro-Moscow, but the major difference I have is that it was Prime Minister Burnham and the PNC that nationalized or socialized all the income-producing industries like bauxite, sugar, all their liquor production, and you name it, those great rich families that held this country, Booker's sugar estates. It was Dr. Burnham, our Prime Minister, that nationalized 90% of the property. Otherwise, they would be pressured like Zambia is, although Zambia certainly spoke up bravely by demanding that all foreigners be expelled, 3,500. And so is Tanzania and Mozambique and Jamaica. All socialist countries have been pushed rather heavily because of getting IMF loans. Guyana has gotten nothing to speak of from IMF, which is to her credit. They don't trust her. Someone was speaking to me last evening about Guyana at one time, the Prime Minister accepting CIA help. I would remind you that the CIA help is probably why they hate Guyana so much, because he took money and then used it to build socialism here. And it's been a pretty open fact. We need to get things in perspective. Anyway, the socialist government here will have produced within 2 years $17 million in textbooks. We'll take out little white faces that have been, and many of them now have been removed. They've got some very good educational material, particularly for elementary levels. On we go with the news. Overall scores on tests were higher than any Commonwealth nation test on students. A great change and improvement has been shown since independence, a marked change even from 1971. All students are testing higher on academic tests that they have to pass in order to go into colleges. So we need to keep that in mind for those that are interested later in scholarships. We're not asking Guyana for any scholarships this year. We're too new, too young. In our own experience, we've not given Guyana enough help, in my opinion, in the administration's opinion. It'd be very untimely. Town forum, we decided a few months ago to ask for any scholarships now. And you have to get Soviet scholarships and Cuban, and they're available. Lots of them. Italy, Netherlands, even capitalist areas, UK, Jamaica, Socialist Jamaica, East Germany, Communist East Germany. there's a, they put out the Guyanese government alone $1.7 million on September for training programs for youth abroad, not to count the living cost. And in many cases, like in the Soviet Union, all living expenses are paid by the socialist government, like in the Soviet Union, USSR, because they realize they've had many, many years to develop, whereas Guyana is just beginning, and other nations like it. Trade unions, clerical and commercial workers from Curacao and Jamaica are holding a giant conference, a great conference of free trade unions here in Guyana that our enemies now are trying to say is a dictatorship. As I pointed out clearly yesterday, in their low sentences for even a person carrying a weapon with ammunition of only $250, and they're coming down on the little people like that. He was just an Indian, Amerindian, that was without wealth, using it in his hunting. They come down easy on people that are now poor, are not developed enough under the socialist economy that they're trying to bring about, egalitarianism here in Guyana, to bring more jobs. But those guilty of white collar crimes, those government leaders that had been doing things illegal, are getting the book thrown at them for small offenses. That's not the way it works in USA. Mr. Nixon went free, and all those in government that were trying to destroy, using criminal methods, trying to destroy other people and destroy the entire United States government. In fact, what little left of democracy there is. Anyway, I think it doesn't hold water that our enemies are saying, and we know it doesn't, that there's no freedom in Guyana after the referendum. Nobody's been arrested. None of those who opposed the referendum have been challenged. The Guyana Council of Churches did not go out for the referendum, and they're still bad-mouthing every day when our people attend the council churches. They're just as negative as they ever were. And so that speaks also that the free trade unions of the Caribbean would choose this as their meeting place. They will not meet in areas where they consider to be dictatorships. Georgetown water, low pressure, certain hours on different kind of power because of the crippling effect of economic boycotts that have been held against them by Britain and USA imperialism in the past. Since the rainy season is terribly increased in Guyana and in other parts of the world, we see people in other areas better have too much water, because here there's no dangers of flooding to us. We'd prefer too much water that's not going to hurt us rather than be in those terrible droughts where millions are near death in Africa. If it had not been for yesterday's news, I told you the Soviet Union sending so much medicines and foods, which they think they can save a half of that number alone. But no one else is sending anything. U.S. only bothers to send people military aids and hardware to keep the people from being free to self-govern themselves. Now we shall continue with the news. I do want our people told in Georgetown to boil their water, because there's additional water purification being added to the Georgetown water. We have so many things here we're not grateful enough. Beautiful wells spring up naturally, where the good power of my mind led us to that conclusion when people told us we couldn't get water. Every place I told them to drill, they did get water, and we have good fresh water with no minerals, no chemicals, like any big city, even in a socialist country like Georgetown, have to use. We have our own wonderful water from mineral springs underneath the world, underneath this earth, spring up and give us new life. We have good water here. Someone was complaining a few days ago about its taste. That very taste is some of its rich minerals that you need for your health. But I like its taste myself. Some people wouldn't like anything. You couldn't make them happy in any way possible. If you were to give them all the gold in the world and give them St. Peter's Gate, they still would be complaining. The Zambian roundup of the foreigners, because of the working with imperialists, has been praised by Guyana Broadcasting Network. This may be a forerunner that some others can fear here, because we were told confidentially that the big American leader, U.S. leader, white man of the Lutheran Church here in Guyana, thinks he's taking a vacation in the United States. He once tried to whitemail us, but unfortunately, miraculously, thought to keep something that could turn the cards, let us say. It did not make him very comfortable because it was something that put him in a very bad light for all of his Christianity. But years before, I'd thought to do something that was very helpful indeed. So he quit whitemailing us. He had the nerve to ask us for money, lots of it, and if we didn't give it, that he would write, see that bad articles were printed about us in the Caribbean and by the church council. But it was never happened, and that shows you how low some people go. Well, anyway, good cabinet friend, minister, high levels of government here, told us that he thinks he's taking a vacation, but he will not be allowed back into the country. All right. Florida test tube baby case. Great court demands were made by the couple who had wanted a baby born in a test tube. It's now been done successfully for the first time, you know, in the world, in Britain. Anyway, they only got $50,000 awarded. The couple were given that for mental distress. Dr. Vandevel, who was the one that broke the test tube, calling it dangerous precedence for a new age of robots, was totally cleared, however, of his charge of destroying the embryo. Hospital's going to have to pay also all the medical expenses encumbered by the woman in addition to the $50,000 awarded the couple for mental distress. Richard Nixon says U.S. should send arms to all nations or USSR. Has strong ties. It's widely seen by many commentators that the American press has not been able to tarnish Richard Nixon. He reemerges with the same kind of hate you saw in the movie yesterday that you'll be tested on People's Rally. Rosenberg, you saw how he held up for the eyes of the world a false blank tape, held up false pictures to try to get Alger Hiss, and did get him in jail, a great social democrat in the State Department. He had to go to jail for years. So many went to jail over socialism, or charges of being socialist. He was charged with being a communist, never had belonged to the Communist Party. Alger Hiss had never once. He was a high-level government administrator, traveled all over the world for the U.S. government. Before Nixon got through, he was a fall guy. And you've seen Nixon, his dirty tricks way back with his little dog when he was taking bribes when he was in Congress. But it never seemed to stop Richard Nixon. Became vice president, then under Eisenhower, and went on to great success in a New York law firm, making millions. Entered the White House due to financial reverses, penniless practically. He left the White House with two estates given to him by the government, one in Florida, one in California, that are worth millions. They let him keep that. He has been, you can tell, a man of great stress by his voice, and he can't stand to have his image at all reminded of him, brought to his attention about being responsible for Watergate, ordering criminal acts to be done against private citizens, trying to bring U.S. into a dictatorship. Now the Voice of America is hailing his words. He's being praised very significantly for his stand that U.S. should send immediate arms, the best technical weapons, of offensive weapons, to wherever USSR has a stronghold. That is in Africa, South Korea, Turkey, all along the Soviet alliances, and Voice of America agreed with him. They didn't refer even to the days when Richard Nixon was the great criminal that tried to destroy democracy and freedom for all USA. Also, Guyana Broadcasting Studios carried Richard Nixon's statements, but their interpretation was quite negative of it. They could not conceive of a man of his infamy now being a spokesperson again. Looks like he may even get into politics. No one knows particularly where he's headed, but he has a lot of popularity. You know, the USA is a very strange place. It glorifies things that the press don't necessarily glorify. One of the favorite one of the favorite heroes, you remember, of the people a few years ago was Charles Manson. That shows how much violence there is in the American mood, that they would glorify a senseless murder. Or at least that's what we've concluded it was. And that's what they would have had to conclude it was from the press, because that's all the press ever had to say about Charles Manson. So if they identified with him and they considered him to be 10 of their USA, listed 10 people who were the most popular heroes in their minds, and who, you know, came up but Charles Manson. So they're identifying with what the press image had made of him, and that was one of bloody murder, violence, senseless killings, all sorts of things. I'm sorry to tell you that Richard Nixon now has more popularity on the polls. Yes, hold your hair. You don't have wigs here anymore. Hold your false teeth. Richard Nixon is leading Carter in the polls, even though everybody then, 2-3 years ago, said he should have gone to jail. He's even admitted and conceded to his crimes, but that's USA. After they've torn up everybody, destroyed the images of all good people, made people to distrust the decent like ourselves, try to blacken, whiten our names, absolutely smear us, and Huey, Synanon, Scientology, and other government leaders, like Congressman Diggs, facing 175 years in the federal penitentiary, and all such people of that sort that have been attacked and destroyed, even resurrecting Humphrey, you know, Senator Humphrey. Now they resurrected him no sooner than he got cold in his grave and started accusing him of crimes, taking bribes and so forth. So I suppose that a good Richard Nixon will look quite good to the U.S. populace now. Maybe he represents their own criminal side. And there is a criminal side to everyone in USA. Their racist side. Their selling point side. You know what I mean. James Earl Ray continues to testify. Englishman says that they brought forward that James Earl Ray bragged about killing a black man. However, you know the facts on that. We want to see that those facts that I just gave from the Memphis Scimitar, that's read and known, of that journalist who's now a lawyer in Memphis. We want that to be sent to all government leaders, by the way, here. They don't get some of those things. So if ADAR-1 will see that that gets back with them, it should be written up in very clear typewritten form. Now we shall go on with a bit more of the news. Never seems to quite end. The Assassinations Select Committee to study assassinations in the House Committee. Ray will be called back in November. So we'll hear nothing until November. All aspects of the conspiracy, even admitted BBC, was not covered or dealt with. Much of it was not even allowed to be brought up before the Select Committee in the House of Representatives USA on assassinations. You can obviously see they don't want the news. They don't want the truth. They wouldn't have ever let him get back out of his meeting. They wouldn't have let him come if they had not been afraid of his conversations or his testimony. I knew that. They're going to make mockery of him some way. As we've seen the first day and all through his interrogations, it was a black congressman trying to make an ass out of him, trying to show that he was the lone assassin and had no cooperation, when we have all this evidence to the contrary. And the only live witness that I gave you yesterday, Grace Walden, was put in a mental hospital. It's on our mental hospital records that she was kept there and was to be kept there until all proceedings had been finished on James Earl Ray and Martin Luther King.